This is another edition of the Project Podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer here, coming to you on this what has been a cold, cold Friday, December 1st, late night here for this podcast. This won't go out until tomorrow morning, because tonight was officially the start of championship weekend in college football. Of course, K-State ain't playing more football until we know the destination that we're going to go into. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, of course, thank you for listening and finding us. If this is your last listen of the night, or maybe it's your first listen of the day, or second listen, no matter what it is, appreciate you for downloading and discovering the latest K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. And it's obviously focused on football. So, look, K-State, well, first off, of course, when this comes out, Oklahoma State, Texas, of course, Texas on his way out. Oklahoma be playing in the Big 12 Championship. K-State had this opportunity, well, with high expectations to get back to repeat. Obviously, that will not happen, obviously, because K-State's finished the 2023 regular season 8-4 and 6-3 in the conference, which put them fifth in the conference behind Iowa State. Of course, we know what happened there. A lackluster performance by K-State, primarily on the defensive side of the ball as well. And there's been this year, look, hey, there were high expectations this year for this team to get back. If they play up to their potential, they were going to get back. Obviously, there were some question marks going in, particularly on the defense side of the ball with the secondary. I tell you what, looking back at the regular season, I don't have the schedule pulled up. Look, hey, look, yes, Avery Johnson, we know the background, we know the history, the best player in the state of Kansas a year ago. I agree 100%. You got to put him on the football field without question. He is the future of your program without a question mark there, and that is crazy. We'll have it on the other side. Again, I want to do a solo episode focused on him. Hopefully next week, depending on what the situation is with me, we'll have to see about that. But look, this team was supposed to get back to Arlington. It did not happen. And now you have this fallout of, you know, the transfer portal. And only the beginning, we have the quarterback situation, obviously, behind Avery. With Knuth coming in, now it's going to be clear he's going to be the backup, because bowl game, we don't even know where we're going. Obviously, all roads lead up to the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Florida, Orlando specifically. There, so you would think K-State's probably going to head there, or unless some other curveball happens, like the Liberty Bowl, the same old, right? So, but offensively, look, I mean, he did some good things, and there's some things that you question yourselves. there was some of the play calling this year been really questionable, to be honest. Plays Big 12. You expected more than that. Could not get it done. Right, particularly, and the last week left bad taste in your mouth. And now you're stuck with that. You're stuck with that performance until you hit the field once again for the last time in the 2023-24 campaign. When you get the opportunity for the bowl game. Now obviously young guys like in particularly obviously Avery Johnson, right, comes to mind. Ward is on his way out. DJ Ginsley will get more carries. And that's more carries for him. A Jace Brown, Trey Spivey, particularly Jace Brown has come on throughout the year, throughout the second half of the year. So they have a chance to build on that connection and offensive line. You're all going to have them for one more game before a new set of offensive linemen going to take over. You're going to lose a big chunk on the offensive line. So there is a lot. It's going to be lost for sure there, but you're also building for the future, right? Avery Johnson, he is your centerpiece for 24 and beyond, right? So it's going to be interesting, man. I'm kind of curious. I know I've talked a lot about side of the offense, but flipping it to the defensive side, ooh, man, that's I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the status of Kobe Savage, him. Obviously, Dan Green, he's done with, unfortunately, his injury past and all that other stuff. So, man, that's hard. That's a hard one to figure out there as well. You're young at the linebacker core. They're having to shore up due to the injuries of some of your veteran players at the linebacker core in your secondary. A lot of growing pains. I mean, we've seen a lot of different faces on that side of the ball there as well, getting some reps there as well. That's going to continue through this pro prep as well. But, man, you just got to wonder, man. I seen it in person this year in these home games, obviously, and, of course, on the road. We see the lack of communication, the big lulls of communication hurt this team. And it hurt this team last Saturday, Iowa State. I mean, I didn't have a reaction to the podcast for that. And, boy, I could have even gone off even more because that was some ugly football that we all watched there. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. If you've been listening to this podcast or any other Like to Eat, the 3Y podcast with EG3, that could be coming back in 24. we'll see about that again. Everything kind of hinges on the next couple weeks on my end. So again, we'll see. But anyways, but yeah, I don't sugarcoat anything on either podcast. And that was just a ugly, disastrous, pathetic performance by that defense, Iowa State. I obviously, for the second year in a row, or not second year in a row, because we played in Iowa State last year, we didn't give it the big play there. But for the second consecutive home game against Iowa State, a team, right, that you should be fired to play against. This is one of your rivals in the Big 12 Conference. You fall flat on your face. You let a running back score. Remember 2 years ago, Breece Hall scored in the first play of the game. Samba, I believe I got it right, scored on the first play of the game. And that was kind of a tone setter. That was kind of a tone setter for this game. And the big plays, one big play, over 65 yards, was it, all year long? You give up five plays over, what, 65 plus or longer than that. And the tackling in the climate weather was absolutely disgusting. It just can't happen. There's just no excuse all the way around. Last game of the year, you have a chance to – you had a couple of things go that you had – on your plate, right? We had an opportunity for a 10-win season. That's thrown in the garbage can. A chance to be undefeated at home. All your big losses came on the road this year. That in a garbage can as well. And you're left with an ugly 8-4 record, 6-3 in conference play. I know everybody gave us a chance, and due to the whatever the Big 12 is trying to make up for these tiebreakers for trying to get in the title. K-State still had somewhat of an opportunity to get there, but you had to beat Oklahoma State. You didn't do that. You fell asleep in Stillwater there. Missouri, big plays killed you there on that game. Texas, you fall behind early, claw your way back in it, and questionable play calling, all that, you fall short of that. So that's three. You had three tough losses on the road there. And then at home, anyone wants to point
about the lack of atmosphere. It don't matter whether it's full of 50,000 of your favorite purple friends or half full, whatever it is you want to call it. Still, it's no excuse. It's just no excuse to just lay an egg like that. It just not happen. And that's kind of some of that game. Will Howard, I mean, yeah, he did some good things there, but some of that was ugly as well. It was symbolic of this year. And that can't happen. And then listening to some of the other K-State podcasts and hearing some of the that are closer to the team. Yeah, Chris Klieman, head coach of the team. Yeah, you should be furious of what you saw in the locker room and all that. Here we go again with locker room issues. And that's why we're seeing a lot of this fallout there as well, guys. You know, I thought Trayshawn Ward would be a lot better than he was. I'll be bluntly honest about that. Being a little bit of disappointment there on that end there. And now he said, screw it, I'm going to transfer portal. You had a commit, I believe, also changes or who committed to K-State earlier today. I know this is my second podcast of the day. This is coming late, so excuse me. But yeah, him, he's changed his mind. He's going out as well. Three quarterbacks. You had five, total of five. Beginning of the year, you're down to basically, well, actually, really, four. If you count, and one of them was Lara. I never heard of him until seeing him on the depth chart 2 weeks before the season started. He decided to transfer. Jake Rubley finally decided, hey, I had enough. I'm hitting the transfer portal. We all know the story on Will Howard, right? So a lot's happened there, and we'll just have to see who else is going to go. Obviously, Trayshawn Ward, that kind of doesn't surprise me. Oh, excuse me. That doesn't really surprise me, but yeah, that's disappointment there. On that front, so again, goes back to what I said a few moments ago, DJ Ginn's going to get majority carries there unless one of the young guys will step in and fill that void as well. But yeah, 8-4 sounds ugly. 9-3, better. In even with the outcome of that game, we could have been going, again, everyone's saying that we're more likely destined for Orlando for the postseason bowl game coming up. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here for a few more minutes on this podcast. It has been a long week for you truly here on this podcast. It's the second podcast of the day, so we appreciate you on that. But it's going to come out on championship week, which started today. And I'm recording this on the back end of the Pac-12 or the last game, last Pac-12 championship game, that Big 12, Pac-12, oh my goodness, that the Pac-12, not Big 12, Big 12, when this comes out, will be today. But the Pac-12 is going on right now as I speak, and I don't know what's going on. I'll be honestly frank about that. So, yeah, you got to wonder what if. There's a lot of what ifs with this team this year, and yes, there's one football game left in the 2023 campaign, but I wonder what if for this team, what if you call this, I know a lot of K-State folks go point back to Texas and the decision that Will Howard went the other way when everything was open the other direction there. I mean, we could be sitting here still talking and getting ready for Arlington. Who knows? I mean, the face of the program of the season changed. Could possibly change right there. And it didn't. So it is a lot left to be desired. If I'm being frank with this team, and there's one game left. So, but the highlights, obviously, Avery Johnson, his coming out party. I mean, yes, he's going to get a lot of the snaps. So, going to bro prep, and we will know who that opponent is. So, we will have a postcat. We'll have an episode on that next week. So, but Avery Johnson, his outcoming party, obviously, was Texas Tech game there, where they're going to two quarterbacks and they decided to go to hot hand there, and Avery Johnson just, his hand was caught on fire, literally, as well. So that's one of the hots I'm going to take. But I know there's four more quarters left there. Let's see. From the home games there, obviously, you're having to battle UCF there before really dominating that game. Like, I mean, look, there are some dominant performances there at home. But Oklahoma State, who was in the Big 12 championship game, you had an opportunity to beat them, but you did not come off the bus. You were still sleepwalking over there. Missouri, you got an opportunity to win that football game. I know Missouri's had a special season and whatnot, but and we're sitting here talking about a much different impact of the K-State football season. Instead, we're here, finished fifth, 8-4 overall. You're 6-3, finished fifth officially in the Big 12 standings here in 2023, and we'll see what happens next there. And it'll be interesting to see, obviously, when it's all said and done, how when we do get to the bowl game, how this team's going to respond. So that's the question. That's the main question going in after just watching that ugly performance in the snow, particularly, again, really on the defense, because K-State, you scored enough points offensively to win that ball game, but instead defense wants to play patty cake in the snow and play flag football, and that's just not going to cut it. That is not going to cut it at all, whether it's in the snow or on regular playing or just in the plain ass cold. If it is like it has been today, it's been so cold. It's just mind it was just snow today and make that official, right? But we had enough of that from last weekend. But yeah, you did not come to K-State. If you don't have the right intentions here, then why you come here anyway? I just don't understand with the day and age of college football, not just here in Manhattan, but across the country, that it's just the me factor. And I listening to other podcasts of, I mean, in a different college players in different generations of college football, they had that mentality at all. And now you're seeing, you know, all this go on. I mean, don't have it your way, I'm out. I'm peacing out. If you're not happy, you're gonna play a certain way, and it's just not gonna cut it. So you're not gonna be here. Then yeah. Just pack a bag and just leave, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, a lot to be left aside, in my opinion, here for Kansas State on the football side this year. I know we have one more game left, and we will talk about that as it comes up for sure between myself here in Manhattan, Kansas, and Alex and out there in San Diego, California. We will have Keelan on at some point. Again, I am going to get that scheduled out. We'll chat and figure out things here towards the bowl game for Kansas State football here as we're sitting here watching other teams play in the championship round instead of us. So, but look, yeah, I'm anxious to see now Avery Johnson. You don't have to worry about Will Howard. One, you don't have to worry about that, really, for any quarterback for that. I know Knuth is pretty decent. I haven't seen him play at all. Let's just get that out of the way. I haven't seen him play at all, right? So, but yeah, absolutely. Yes. We'll see for sure. But a lot of excitement around the Avery Johnson era officially begins in the bowl game. We'll see what happens when that time arrives, sometime in the late December or turnover of the new year 2024 and beyond for this team. So Chris Klieman and his coaching staff. Yeah, and that too is frustrating too. I mean, why did this team come out and not be inspired, play inspired football? I don't know. I have no question. You're asking the wrong person. Well, actually, you are asking the right person, because that's befuddled. I ain't befuddled there and still am befuddled of that performance there. You're one of your most hated rivals, and you don't come out and play. That's just baffling. Now, you had everything still really on the table. Again, a 10-win season there, at least a 9-3 going to a bowl game. You're 8-4, but still a 9-win season. But 10 sounds a lot better than 9 there as well. But you just gotta wonder what if there for this team. But yeah, I just want to come back on here. This will be posted on Saturday morning here ahead of the Big 12 championship game, which Texas on its way out in it, and still a chance for them to have any hopes of a BCS berth. They're going to be taking on Oklahoma State there in that one as well. Again, I'm recording this on the back end of the Pac-12, the last Pac-12 championship game there. Again, I don't know what's going on at the moment because I have turned the TV off as well, though, to get another podcast in here for the weekend for y'all K-State Nation. Again, another reminder again, as I'm putting a cap to this football pod, basketball now on tap. Women's basketball just wrapped up against Jackson State. We'll have a postcast of that. And tomorrow afternoon, if you're not in the football mood, come out to Bramlage to see your Caleb Perry, Koluma, Gasan, Ken Carter and company take on North Alabama tomorrow afternoon at 1 Central right here in Manhattan, Kansas. The Bro Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get it wherever you get your favorite podcast, K-State Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Greer. Again, shout out to Alex Aiden, my co-host for podcast as usual there. Appreciate y'all for stopping by. Give us a listen again. We are free and available whenever you post content now. We're free and available whenever you post content, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Podbean, and a few more other places out there. You can find us there as well. Enjoy your first weekend of December. We'll be back on here this weekend, later on this weekend, for K-State Athletics, particularly basketball. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.